BBC News with Jonathan Wheatley. The Director of National Intelligence in Washington, Dennis Blair, says the global economic crisis is the main immediate security concern for the United States. Admiral Blair gave his analysis in an annual assessment of the threats the United States believes it's facing, as Richard Lister reports from Washington.
Admiral Blair warned that the longer it takes for economic recovery to begin, the more likely it is that American strategic interests will be seriously damaged. He said about a quarter of the world's countries have already experienced low-level instability, such as changes in government, because of the current slowdown, and that most nations in Latin America, the former Soviet Union, and sub-Saharan Africa don't have the financial resources to limit the impact of recession. That, he said, increased their risk of major instability, leading to economic nationalism and ultimately the inability of America's friends and allies to meet their defense and humanitarian obligations.
A Republican member of the United States Senate, Judd Gregg, has withdrawn as President Obama's nominee for the cabinet post of Commerce Secretary because of differences over policy. Senator Gregg was Mr. Obama's second choice for the post. His first choice, Bill Richardson, withdrew his name a month ago after questions were raised about his past links to big business. From Washington, Jonathan Beal now reports.
This is another blow for Barack Obama in trying to shape his cabinet. It's also a serious setback in the president's efforts to reach out to Republicans. In a statement, Judd Gregg said it had become apparent during the vetting process that his appointment would not work because, he said, there were irresolvable conflicts on policy. Senator Gregg cited Barack Obama's stimulus package as an example. It's been widely criticized by Republicans who say it'll lead to wasteful government spending.
The new Prime Minister of Zimbabwe, Morgan Tsvangirai, has spent some of his first full day in office visiting political prisoners linked to his party, the Movement for Democratic Change. Earlier, the human rights group Amnesty International called on the new unity government to release all political prisoners. Greg Morsbach reports.
Mr. Tsvangirai did not make any guarantees that the political prisoners would be released, but after a brief visit to a maximum security prison near the capital, he did tell them their cases would be processed more quickly. Mr. Tsvangirai promised that the law would take its proper course, as he put it. The 16 prisoners who met the Prime Minister are all charged with trying to overthrow President Mugabe. Several of the prisoners are said to be unwell and have not received the medical attention the MDC has called for.
A United States government report says the Pentagon has failed to keep track of tens of thousands of weapons sent to the Afghan security forces. The report says the arms include rifles and rocket-propelled grenade launchers provided by the United States and its NATO allies. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. India has welcomed Pakistan's first acknowledgement that the deadly attacks on the Indian city of Mumbai last November were partly planned in Pakistan. The head of the Pakistani Interior Ministry said criminal proceedings had begun in Islamabad against 8 men on terrorism charges. India's External Affairs Minister Pranab Mukherjee welcomed Pakistan's action.
Some of the persons have been arrested. This is a positive step. They have also asked more materials. After examination, we will share whatever we can. We would expect that Pakistan would take credible steps to dismantle the infrastructure which are used by these terror elements.
A controversial right-wing Dutch politician, Geert Wilders, has flown out of Britain after being refused entry because of a government ban. The British government said his views on Islam threatens community harmony and national security. Mr. Wilders accused the British government of acting against freedom of speech. He'd been invited to Parliament to show a film he'd made which describes the Quran as fascist. Riot police from mainland France have arrived on the French Caribbean islands of Martinique and Guadeloupe to try to keep the peace as protests escalate over low wages and the increasing cost of living. Strikes on the islands have closed shops and schools, and the reinforcements are intended to help local police. Evidence has emerged that Neanderthal man may have been able to speak as well as modern-day humans. Researchers in Germany say they found that our closest evolutionary relative, who died out around 30,000 years ago, shared a gene that's associated with speech and language. The scientists say that analysing the differences between modern humans and Neanderthals might shed light on the evolution of modern conditions such as autism. BBC News.